स्पाइस रेडियो और रेडियो रमझम सुन रहे हैं आप। गपशप का प्रोग्राम है। हमारी घड़ियों में बाद दोपहर के 2:05 हुआ चाहते हैं। अब से लेके 3 बजे तक आपका हमारा साथ रहेगा हमारे आज के इस कार्यक्रम में, जिसका नाम बड़े प्यार से हमने गपशप रखा है, क्योंकि इसमें वो सभी बातें जो आज आपकी नजरों में अटकेंगी, खटकेंगी और दिल में समाएंगी, उन सबको लेकर हम हाजिर हैं। ये बताते हुए कि हमारे स्टूडियो के बाहर मूसलाधार बरसात हो रही है, टेम्परेचर सिर्फ 8 डिग्री है और बरसात आज कल परसों होती रहेगी। सो आराम से इस बरसात का मज़ा उठाएं आप। आज के हमारे इस कार्यक्रम में हम एमसन ग्रुप के हरदीप सहोता जी के साथ आपकी मुलाकात करवाना चाहते हैं, तो आइए प्रोग्राम में उनका स्वागत करें। हरदीप जी, यू आर मोस्ट वेलकम इन आवर प्रोग्राम। हाउ आर यू डूइंग?
Very good, Sushma ji. How are you?
Fine, thank you. And I understand you also have Lisa McWilliam with you.
Hi there. Yes, my name is Lisa McWilliam. I'm the sales manager here at Amson Block.
Fantastic. Lisa, tell us something about yourself. How did you get involved with Amson Group?
Well, I'm actually licensed with MLA Fraser Valley. We are a marketing company based out of Langley. Uh-huh. And I raised my kids in Sullivan, so
oh, wow.
This is a perfect fit for me. I'm very familiar with the neighborhood.
That's beautiful. And Hardeep ji, how long have you been director of operations?
I've been director of operations for over 5 years with Amson Group.
Now, give us a history of Amson Group. Now, I know both of you obviously are involved with this, and it's a name that is synonymous with quality and production of, you know, good living space.
Yes, that is correct, Sushma ji. Amson Group has been building homes in Surrey since 1991, so over 30 years. This would be our fourth multifamily project in Surrey, with the most recent project that we completed, Amson Square.
Mm-hmm.
Only down the street from our current site on 144 and 72nd Avenue. With Amson Group, we strive to complete our project to the highest standard of quality, using the highest quality of materials. Every single aspect of the development is meticulously thought through and overlooked by our team here at Amson Group. And, you know, I mean, I can give you some examples. You know, I mean, from the time that we purchased the land that we build on, you know, we make sure that we only, you know, build projects in neighborhoods that we believe in. You know, I mean, if I wouldn't personally live in that neighborhood, I wouldn't, we wouldn't be building. You know, I mean, once you have the land, you know, the architectural features of the building, the functional interior spaces, the amenity features that bring value to homeowners' lives, interior design and color of the highest quality and the highest materials, reputable brands that we use, our Bosch, Kohler, something appliances.
Mm-hmm.
And additionally, the design and function of the building has to be taken into consideration. We always strive to create a product that's going to be everlasting. So even if you look at it in 15, 20 years, you know, it still looks like a fresh new building. And also taking into consideration, you know, you can design a building, but then, you know, you got, we make sure that the strata fees are very well maintained and they're very low as well. And, you know, with this particular development, we have incorporated a heat pump and cooling system, heat pump drying. So very economical once you do purchase your home to be, you know, have the running costs over time as well.
Thank you for explaining all that, because there are so many things people have to keep in mind when they are buying a home for themselves. You mentioned a good neighborhood. You mentioned good product being used while building a building. Obviously, when you look at older buildings, strata units, and I do compare. I've been here since the 70s, and I compare older buildings. You know, the stuff that is being used, was used in it, was of a good quality. And then there was a middle period when, you know, not very good stuff was being used, and those buildings do come down and new buildings are built. But when you said that, you know, Amson Group looks after the neighborhood where they are building and the product that you use is of quality, I wanted to ask you the benefits of living in this neighborhood that where you're building Amson Group right now. Give us a little feel of that, please.
Yeah, so this particular development, Amson Block, It's located in Panorama Ridge and Sullivan Heights.
Wow.
In Surrey.
Yes. So,
you might be familiar with the area.
Yes.
It's a very prestige area.
Yeah.
It's surrounded by all single family, multi-million dollar homes.
Yes.
If you want to raise a family, send your kids to school, this is the right neighborhood to be in. And you got close access to Highway 10, Highway 91. You got grocery stores, park, recreation. You're a very short driving distance to Mud Bay, Crescent Beach. It's very unique with this development. Right across the street, you have a bus stop as well. So not only are you in a very quiet neighborhood, you have bus access as well, which is typically not a typical thing to have. Usually you have to be on a busy street in order to have bus access. But with this particular development, you do have that option as well.
So Empson Block will have how many units in it, if you don't mind my asking that?
Yeah, sure. I'll get Lisa here to help me out here, and she'll let you get more familiar with the product as well.
Thank you, Lisa.
Hi there.
Yes.
Yeah, we are going to be, we consist of two buildings, mm-hmm. our east and our west building, 121 homes altogether.
Wow.
The east building actually will have some commercial space with a designated daycare. So, we are just starting to market our west building. It's going to be 64 homes, 1 to 3 bedrooms, with a really large collection of junior 2 bedrooms, which we know our first-time home buyers as well as our investors are loving.
I'm so glad that you talked about that, because I think slowly and gradually the unit sizes have been coming down, but I am pleased to know that your unit sizes are slightly bigger.
That is correct. So we actually have almost over 30 different floor plans in this building.
Wow.
The way that we have designed it is every single individual that comes through our sales center, we have a product for you. So we got smaller homes, we got larger homes, and also our homes, they might be a little bit on the smaller square footage, but we still got larger bedrooms. Every square inch of that floor plan has been utilized, so no wastage of square footage in that sense.
You know, it's all in the way the architect looks at, say, for example, 700 square foot or 500 square foot, divises up according to how they're going to plan a bedroom, a washroom, a kitchen, dining room area. And some homes, although might be small, but look so spacious because of the way they've been planned.
That is correct. The layout is very important. When you look at a floor plan, there's efficiency, and then there's wasted square footage. And what I mean wasted square footage is when you got excessive hallways, non-livable areas.
Right.
So with these plans, we have almost had a bit of like when you play Tetris, you're moving everything around in order to get every single square inch out of that floor plan.
Okay, I wanted to ask Lisa another question, which was the key features for Empson Block. If I said, Lisa, what are the key features, what would you say?
Well, I would love to point out that we, Empson Group, is actually providing over $20,000 worth of upgrades included in all of their homes.
Mm-hmm.
This is often not seen very often in developments. So some of the items that we're including our heating cooling system. It's a heat pump.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to be included. Our purchasers are not going to have to pay additionally for that. We also have upgraded appliance package. I know Hardeep spoke on this, but we're offering beautiful gas, wash, cooktop, and wall ovens. All of our closets have the built-in closet organizers, all solid wood.
Wow.
Beautiful cabinetry in the kitchens, all custom-made solid wood as well. So every detail is really meticulously thought out and really, really custom features in all of our homes. Yeah.
Sorry, Pradeep ji, I have another question as well, But I thought, you know, I would take a very short commercial break and come back to you. You mentioned, Lisa, about all the amenities. So I want to go through them with a little bit of a detail, if you don't mind. Can you guys stay with me for another 15 minutes?
Yes. Of course, of course.
Lovely. I'll take a very short commercial break and I'll be right back. We've got Hardeep Sohota ji with us and Lisa. Both of them are talking about the Amson block. And if you have any questions, do give us a call and we will pass those questions on to them. I have a couple of questions right after this short commercial break. Vice Radio or Radio Rim Jim Sundriyam, Kapshap ka program hai. और आज एमसन ग्रुप के हरदीप सहोता और लिसा मैकमिलन आज हमारे साथ हैं एंड वी आर टॉकिंग अबाउट द एमसन ब्लॉक ये जो नई आपके लिए बिल्डिंग बन रही है हरदीप जी हैव इज इट ऑल सोल्ड आउट यू आर सेलिंग इट एंड हाउ इज इट गोइंग बाय द वे
वी हैव अवर ग्रैंड ओपनिंग
आह फैंटास्टिक व्हेन इज इट
सैटरडे अप्रैल 27 आवर सेल्स सेंटर इज located here in Surrey, close to 152 Street and Highway 10. Maybe at the end of the show, I can provide you the address as well.
Yes.
And our website is Amson, AMSON.ca, where you can go and get more information as well.
Okay, lovely. So we'll talk about that just after I have asked Lisa about all the fantastic amenities that each unit will have. So, Lisa, let's start counting. What all would people have when they've got, you know, one bedroom, two bedroom, or three bedroom? Are there different amenities in them?
Well, we do have amenities inside the home is different. We actually are offering for our community, mm-hmm. we're offering over 8,000 square feet of indoor and outdoor amenity space.
Wow.
That means a lot of value to our homeowners.
Mm-hmm.
Part of that will be both of our buildings will have beautiful rooftop patios with gas fire pits and barbecue areas.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll each have their own designated outdoor play area for kids.
That is just beautiful.
Mm-hmm. So it will have some nice views stretching out across the valley towards Mount Baker. Our west building will have some views out towards the North Shore Mountains, and then we will also have some indoor amenity spaces. So both of our buildings will have a communal lounge with a full kitchen that can be rented out for large events.
Mm-hmm.
Our east building will have our fitness and yoga studio, and our west building will have a co-working space to do some communal work and smaller closed-off.
I was so interested to find out whether the units would have or both the buildings would have something to do with fitness because I think majority of the buildings that are being built now, they do have fitness centers. But added to that with the yoga center in it would be desirable for many people, wouldn't it be?
Oh, absolutely. Yoga is definitely what everyone is loving right now. So, yeah, nice, peaceful exercise.
That's right. If I may ask about the uniqueness of this project, I mean, I know the area where you have these two buildings coming up, it's an exclusive area. Apart from all that, why does this project sound so unique?
I'll help Lisa answer this one.
Sure, sure.
One of the most unique features of this building is the heat pump and AC.
Oh, wow.
Every single unit comes with a heat pump and AC. One of the reasons we have actually put this in is the overall running cost for heat and for the AC is very little once you have a heat pump in there. So it runs on a condenser unit, but for a typical unit size, that's to say 700 square foot,
mm-hmm.
Our previous project had this in it as well. And the feedback that we got was that for the overall running cost, is about $25 a month. So your heating, that's what your heating and cooling cost would be, included with your electricity.
Wow.
Yeah.
So,
and then additionally, we have added gas cooking. As we all know, you know, in the East Indian culture, we love to cook, and we cook for many, many, many hours. And if you have electrical tools, that kind of really ramps up the electrical bill. And one of the cheapest forms of energy in BC is gas. So we made sure we incorporated that gas stove into the home, and alongside a heat pump, dryer as well. So like everyone knows, dryers take up a lot of energy, so this will be electrical, but a heat pump version of it. I mean, all these things have been put into the home to keep the homeowner's running costs at an absolute minimum. And alongside with that, our strata fees are only 38 cents a square feet. It's probably one of the lowest in the lower mainland. And one of the reasons is we very strategically choose what kind of amenities that we're providing to keep the overall cost of strata at the bare minimum.
You mentioned our Indian community loves to cook a lot. Obviously, we do, and we make the most delicious food on the face of this earth.
That is such a
So for that, I think when you're cooking on an electric oven or plate compared to a gas one, I think you can control it in such a way that some of the stuff that we make does need that dedicated heat in a certain place, doesn't it?
That is correct. And whether it's a low temperature or high temperature, I've seen my mom make some cha at home.
Yes.
And, you know,
yes.
I don't think that she would ever live in a home that has electrical stove.
She probably is comfortable with a gas, oven.
That is correct.
When you talk about heat pump, is your building a unique one in that, or have you noticed that majority of the high-rises now have gone to heat pumps, or is yours one of the first ones to do it?
No, it is one of the first ones to do it. So a lot of people have AC, but that is just for cooling.
Yes.
Majority of the year here in BC, unfortunately, it's wet and cold like today.
Yes.
Heating is one of the biggest costs. A lot of the homes that are being built only have electrical baseboards. They don't actually have a heat pump system. So this is very unique. You do find it in townhomes and larger multifamily developments where the homes are larger, but not in an apartment.
Right. You're right. That's why I asked about the heat pump. I was under the impression that only homes can use it, single detached homes. But I guess, you know, you found a way to do it in a high-rise building. How tall is going to be, how tall are the buildings?
This building is going to be four stories. So not a high-rise, it's a low-rise.
Okay, fantastic. Even better. Now, the second question that I wanted to ask, and either one of you can answer. Now, each unit would have you mentioned, washer and dryer as well. So what other appliances come in each unit?
So the other unique feature is that we have Bosch cooking. So that gas cooktop that we're talking about is,
yes,
Bosch.
Bosch.
And alongside, we have a wall oven. You know, wall oven is very unique for apartments as well. You see that a lot in very high-end homes.
Yes.
But not in apartments. So, you know, all the individuals that love baking, this is a perfect opportunity to use a chef kitchen for all your cooking.
Okay, so some homes have got a spice kitchen and a kitchen. So are there a facility to have two of them in one unit?
Not a spice kitchen. It has like a wall of it.
Oh, I see, I see. Yes. Sorry. I misunderstood that. So apart from that, so each unit will have washer-dryer as well?
That is correct.
Okay.
And like I mentioned before, the dryers that we have in this particular development,
yes,
they're all heat pump as well, heat pump dryers.
Now, you mentioned your grand opening is happening this coming Saturday, which is April the 27th. What time to what time, please? And can you give us the address and I'll write it down?
Yeah, so our grand opening is happening this Saturday between 12 to 12 o'clock. Our address is 5460 152 Street, unit number 101. We also have a great giveaway that's happening at this grand opening as well. So every single individual, whether you're a realtor or you're a homeowner or a potential homeowner, you come in, your name will be entered into a draw. The draw is worth $1,500, and it's a staycation, whether you have the choice of staying at the Fairmont Pacific Rim Vancouver or a getaway to Whistler for 2 months. And I'll say our address again as well. So 5460 152 Street, this Saturday, April 27, between 12 to 5 o'clock. And you can call us at 604-372-2999. Or you can visit our website at amson.ca, amson.ca.
Okay, so I'll repeat the address. It's 5460 152nd Street. So I hope I'm correct in assuming that it's at 54th and 152nd, right?
That is correct.
Lovely. And the telephone number that you gave was 604-372-2999.
That is correct.
Lovely. So now a trick question for Lisa.
Okay.
Lisa is ready.
Hi.
Okay. Lisa, if you were a first-time home buyer, what is one thing about Amson Group that you would want to have a home in there?
Well, our developer speaks volumes. I think being if you were a first-time home buyer, you'd want to know who your developer was.
Ah.
There is a lot of confidence in our developer. They have their own in-house construction. They're not hiring out for contractors, so that is a big. Our prices are very sharp, and we're only asking for a 10% deposit. So, and that secures your home until completion early 2027.
Wow. So you would go for it?
I would go for it. Yes, absolutely.
Hardeep ji, a trick question for you. So
yes.
If someone comes up and says, okay, I am interested in this, Lisa mentioned 10% down. So can you give me an idea of the prices? From what price to what price are the units available for?
Yes. So let me talk a little bit about the deposit. The
yes.
Deposit, if you were to write a deal, you would give $10,000 when you sign the contract.
Okay.
$48. Then you will give the remaining 5% in 30 days.
Okay.
And then you will give the remaining 5% to top you up to 10% in 120 days.
Okay.
So you have it staggered. You slowly give them money, and you can build it up as well.
Mm-hmm.
You don't need it all right now. And your second question was, so we have one-bedroom homes that are starting in the high 400s.
Okay.
We have junior two-bedrooms that are starting in the mid-500s.
Okay.
And then we have three-bedroom homes that are starting in the mid-700s.
My God, that's it? So if three-bedroom is mid-700, that is just amazing. I mean, and what would be the square footage for that particular three-bedroom?
They start at about 850 square feet.
Okay.
The junior three bedroom.
Oh wow! You know, I would be surprised if they're not sold out on Saturday.
Hopefully, that's the plan.
Yes, that is our plan.
We do have a couple of listeners on the line. Do they want to ask a question about the? Okay, let me just find out if it's about. One of your units. I hope you can hear them. Here we go. Line two. Oh, line two just hung up. Okay. No, it wasn't for you. Not to worry. I was getting worried. How was I going to put them on with you guys? I would like to take this opportunity and thank you very much. So once again, this Saturday, April 27th, from 12 to 5 at 5460 152nd Street in Surrey, Panorama Ridge area. Beautiful apartments are available. So if you need any information, give them a call at 604-372-2999. And I wish you all the best. Thank you so much for taking time and talking to us.
Thank you very much, Shushmaji, for having us on your show and to all your listeners as well.
And you will call me on Monday and tell me that all the units are sold out.
That is awesome.
Thank you. All the best.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Take care. Bye. We'll take a short commercial break and then we'll be right back. अमर सिंह चमकीला की जिंदगी पे बनाई गई फिल्म जिसमें दिलजीत दोसांझ की अदाकारी को बहुत ज्यादा पसंद किया गया है इसी फिल्म से कुछ एक और भी गीत आपके लिए पेश करेंगे कुछ सूचनाओं के बाद स्पाइस रेडियो पे इस समय आप हमारा कार्यक्रम गपशप सुन रहे हैं कुछ पंजाबी और कुछ हिंदी गीत आपके लिए हम आज के इस कार्यक्रम में रिव्यू कर रहे हैं स्पाइस रेडियो और रेडियो रमझम सुन रहे हैं कुछ फिल्मों से आपके लिए गीत संगीत आज के इस कार्यक्रम में कमल जी आज शायद हमारा साथ नहीं देंगे फिल्म बड़े मियाँ छोटे मियाँ से आपके लिए मस्त मलंग झूम आई डोंट नो मैंने सुना नहीं पहले लेकिन इसमें गायक कलाकार हैं विशाल मिश्रा अरिजीत सिंह और निकिता गांधी तो लीजिए ये गीत आपके लिए पेश करते हैं और उसके बाद अमर सिंह चमकीला से जितने भी गीत रिलीज हुए हैं सभी बड़े पॉपुलर हो रहे हैं और लोग ज्यादा पसंद कर रहे हैं वो भी आपके लिए पेश करते हैं अभी आपने बड़े मियाँ छोटे मियाँ से ये गीत सुना मस्त मलंग झूम अमर सिंह चमकीला जिसमें दिलजीत दोसांझ की अदाकारी को बहुत पसंद किया जा रहा है अगला गीत उसी से हम पेश करना चाहते हैं विदा करो जिसमें आवाज़ें आप सुनेंगे अरिजीत सिंह की और उनके साथ ज्योतिका गांधी की सॉफ्ट सॉन्ग आई गेस इट टॉक्स अबाउट हिज लाइफ
मैनू विदा करो जी अब विदा करो मेरे यारा मैनू विदा करो जी मैंने जाना है उस पार तुम सभी सही हूँ मटमैला मैं तुम सभी पाक मगर पाप का दरिया मैनू विदा करो मैनू विदा करो जी अब विदा करो मेरे भला क्यों बोलोगे तुम सब सच कहते हो मेरी नहीं है दुनिया जिसमें तुम सब रहते हो साथ तुम्हारे और रहूं मैं मेरा तो मन था सच है यहाँ पे जो भी बुरा था मेरे कारण था मैनू विदा करो जी अब विदा करो मेरे यार
अमर सिंह चमकीला से विदा करो Bol Mohabbat is another song from the same film. I think this has got a little bit more rhythm to it.
मेरी
अमर सिंह चमकीला से बोल मोहब्बत. एक और फिल्म जो रिलीज हो रही है या हो चुकी है, नाम है श्रीकांत. इसमें जुबीन मोटियाल और तुलसी कुमार की आवाज़ में ये अगला गीत आपके लिए. और इस गीत के साथ आज मुझे यहीं इजाज़त दीजिए. आपकी और मेरी मुलाकात कल होगी जब आपके लिए हम न्यूमरोलॉजी पेश करेंगे.